The national chairman of Cameroon's main opposition, the Social Democratic Front, John Frundi, says in addition to eliminating term limits for the president, the proposed constitutional changes would also protect Mr. Biya if he leaves office.
It's a bill that gives him unlimited powers and more serious. Cameroonians cannot charge him for anything he did when he was in power. To his cover, to he can kill, he can loot, he can do anything. When he leaves government, you will not charge him.
The National Assembly's Constitutional Laws Committee adopted the bill Tuesday, making minor changes to the government's proposal. One change reduces the presidential term from 7 to 5 years. But more than 20 amendments proposed by the opposition were rejected. A provision lifting the current term limit was left intact. The bill could be passed by the ruling party-dominated parliament in the coming days. Recent elections in Cameroon, both legislative and presidential, have been marred by accusations of fraud. Frundi says Cameroonians now face a future of impoverishment on resource-rich land.
See, under Mr. Biya has destroyed the economy, destroyed governance. You have embezzlement, you have corruption, you have bribery, you have poverty. People in the midst of plenty are suffering.
A Cameroonian political analyst says such views are extreme. Narcisse Mwele-Kombi says the constitutional changes being made within the strict parameters of the law.
Ce projet de révision constitutionnelle s'inscrit dans un cadre légal.
He says it also gives more sovereignty to the people of Cameroon since it lifts a restriction on who they can choose as president. He also says nothing has been said whether Mr. Biya will run again. The 75-year-old Mr. Biya recently said term limits go against principles of democracy. Recent anti-government protests in Cameroon led to hundreds of people being arrested, most of them teenagers. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Dakar.